being a mother makes you realize how you can achieve intricate chores with the use of only one eye. While my one eye is affixed to the simmering stew in the pot, or the churning dishes in the dishwasher, or the staggering load of laundry waiting to be ironed out, or diligently scrutinizing any speck of dust motes on the furniture. Survivals from my plethora of dusters. My other eye is always following my 18-month-old little tottering angel, Alice, around the house. Some may call it maternal instinct, but I don't remember ever deliberately directing my eye to follow after her. It just does. She is a handful, this one. Her little inquisitive mind is always busy devising antics, and her tiny floundering legs carry her to her target with an agility that I often underrate. One moment, she's right in front of my eye, smiling her dubious, toothless grin that defies her true intentions. And I only have to turn back to find her vanished, later retrieved with a shoe in her hands, waiting to be tasted out, or her legs sticking out from under the bed, salvaging some terrified bug or a ball that she had previously lost there, sometimes unearthed from the toppled-over laundry basket, and most often from my dresser drawers she so covets. Yes, my eye has taken to following her closely. Why don't I keep a nanny? Because I have one. My German Shepherd Lola is all the nanny one needs. Guaranteed it can't change nappies or placate a tantrum-ridden child or strive to push a spoon of gooey baby food through two tightly closed lips without spilling it all over her. He does a great job of keeping an eye on her. When I had Alice, our first baby, I was apprehensive that Lola might get jealous of the diverted attention, where before he was the only apple of our eyes. But to my surprise, he has borne it with an astonishing adult dignity and heart-rendering welcome. He is a vigilant nanny, and try as she might, she can never hide from his scrutinizing, all-seeing gaze. He growls behind her teething figure through the day, ready to curb her frolics if he thinks them dangerous. He doesn't even let her near the stairs, wedging himself between the door and the stairway, to her misery and my satisfaction, if she is about to attempt an escapade. She loves to climb onto any surface that is not stable, and he diligently stands behind her, as if ready to catch her if she falls. With Lola around, I hardly see my baby bumping on her bum, often. Alice has bonded with Lola so well, I often feel a pang of jealousy. She is averting to leaving the house until Lola comes with us, and she is adamant about that. I often take them to the community park in the evenings and sit on the bench, while Lola and Alice gambol about. She races after him, her pretty face lighting up with uncontained mirth. And Lola purposely slows his stroll to let herself be caught by the triumphant figure. He sits low on the ground beside her so she could pat his head. Her imitation of me. An attempt to scratch his head. Which doesn't seem to be very comfortable, but Lola never seems to mind. She loves to feed him, too. I often catch Lola gobbling his biscuits off her hands while she giggles gleefully. She even pronounces his name with an adorable little lull, and Lola comes bounding from wherever he is on her beck and call.